Today is Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Administrative Professionals Day. It's also National Lost Dog Awareness Day, National Take a Chance Day, National Picnic Day, National Talk Like Shakespeare Day, and National Cherry Cheesecake Day. You know, fittingly, the picnic day. Picnic?
Picnic basket. Hello, boo-boo.
That was horrible.
Hey, boo-boo.
I can't do it. Yogi Bear. But picnics make me think of Yogi Bear. Picnic basket. So now I'm recording episode number 3 on the same day because, you guys, I have so many rehearsals this coming week. And I still had stuff to talk about. This will be the most cohesive week that you've ever listened to Geeky Gay because I am doing it back to back and I'm going to remember everything that I said, so I won't be repeating anything. It's going to be fantastic. I'm a fan of cheesecake. I'm okay with cheesecake. I'm more of a creme brulee or a panna cotta or a custard pie sort of person. But I do, from time to time, like a cheesecake. A lot of times, they will take cheesecake too far. These restaurants will just take it way too far. What I mean by that is, I don't need 5 Snicker bars, a dollop of whipped cream, chocolate sauce, and sprinkles on top of my cheesecake. Cheesecake is so rich on its own. Really, it just needs, and I understand why they add fruit to it. They add fruit to it because there's some acidity. I'm just not a big fruit dessert person other than like a fruit cobbler. I'm okay with that. And so I prefer, you know, not having the fruit, but I understand why they do it because, again, it's so rich. You need some sort of acidity to kind of cancel out the richness of the cheesecake. All right. Well, there were things that we were talking about, so we're going to continue on with that with the weekend. So basically, we were planning our trip. So I'm really excited about this tour. It's called the Hogwarts Express Tour. Because this train is the one that you see in the all of the movies when they get on the train, this is the picture that you see, the video that you see, and it's called the Hogwarts Express and Scenic Highlands Day Tour. And I'll just give you guys a little overview of what the itinerary is. You start at Urquhart Castle. I'm not saying that way. You depart Inverness and begin our journey along the world-famous Loch Ness, stopping for photos above the ruins of Urquhart Castle. We continue west and visit the Commando Memorial, which overlooks the Nevis Range, home to the UK's highest mountain, Ben Nevis. Next is your chance to board the Jacobite steam train in Fort William, one of the most spectacular railway journeys in the world. The train crosses the Glenfinnan Viaduct, where a monument to Bonnie Prince Charlie's campaign now stands. The train ride is approximately 2.5 hours and will take you to Mallaig, where your guide will meet you. In Mallaig, you'll enjoy your lunch stop. Mallaig, I'm not really sure how to pronounce that. Mallaig. Enjoy your lunch stop in the village fishing village of Mallaig. We would suggest sampling some of the local seafood. And then we go to Fort Augustus to see the Caledonian Canal and Loch Ness up close. Then we'll go to the Swedhay viewpoint. I'm murdering these names. Enjoy some unspoiled views on the less traveled road on the south side of Loch Ness. And then lastly, before we head back to Inverness, we visit Dora's Beach. Dora's Beach on the banks of Loch Ness. So yeah, I'm really excited about it. The train ride itself looks so magical. to me. I love trains. I'm a big fan of trains. So yeah, we're doing that. So we planned that. I booked a nice restaurant in. So we're going to Inverness. We're doing those things. And then we're going to the Isle of Skye. It's over on the western coast of Scotland, northwestern kind of. And we're just going to, you know, there are fishing villages and places, you know, really beautiful, quaint, villagey kind of towns. And so I don't know exactly where we're going to stay, but we're going to station ourselves somewhere in Isle of Skye. And then we're going to do, we haven't booked anything, but we're going to do a whiskey tasting while we're there. And then there's also just some, we're going to do our own self-guided tour of some of the stuff in Isle of Skye. And then after that, we're driving to Glasgow. And I don't know what we're doing in Glasgow yet. There are things, we will do something, but I don't know what that's going to be because we're still planning. And so we've got hotels to plan. We've got some restaurants to plan because we usually plan at least the nice restaurants before we go and make reservations. So for dinner, a lot of times we will make our reservations before we go on a trip. That way we know where we're going to be eating and we've kind of looked at the menus and all of that good stuff. So we've got a little bit more to do and then we're moving on to planning Switzerland because the Switzerland trip is going to be in September. Lots of fun, exciting things coming up. And then, so that's pretty much was our Saturday. I ordered pizza. We had pizza for dinner. Like I said, we watched that movie and we just really did planning. I did a little bit of editing on the mix, but not much. I just wasn't really in the mood. I was tired. I wasn't really in the mood to do anything on Saturday. And so didn't do that. And then on Sunday, I was already on Sunday. Sunday, went to church. And we had three services. Like I said, we have this new sanctuary and it was just raining cats and dogs when I got out of my car to go into the building. So I was practically running in and we did three services because it's Easter. And so I needed to be there at like 7:15 and it's 20 minutes from my house to the church, so I had to leave. I got up around 6:15 and left around 6:50. So took my shower, did all that kind of stuff, put on a blue shirt because it's Easter. You got to wear some kind of pastel, so like a pastel blue shirt. It's just a thing you do on Easter. I don't know why pastels are an Easter thing. They just are. So wore my blue shirt and went to church and played my three services. In between, I'm looking for some neodymium magnets of a certain size because Daniel had asked me if I would look into printing a medal holder for him for his race medals. And you can find just about any model on this model site that I use that where people have already created the thing. And so I was like, yeah, I'll look. And so I looked and I found one that I thought looked good. And so I was going to print those out. So I printed one out and I realized that it has magnets to hold it together. And so you have to put neodymium magnets. And I have some, but they're not the right size. And so I went. So in between church services, I was going to go to Harbor Freight, but they're not open on Sundays. I don't know why Harbor Freight is not open on Sunday. Or maybe they were closed because it's Easter specifically. I'm not really sure, but I didn't realize that they were closed on Sundays. And so couldn't go there. There was a Home Depot nearby. So I went to Home Depot and they were out of the size that I needed. They had all the other magnets, but the size that I needed were gone. Then I went to Walmart because I thought they might have it, and they didn't have anything close to what I needed at all. And so I ended up not getting anything except I needed some chili sauce because I had told my parents I was going to pick up Chinese so that we could have lunch with them, or I could have lunch with them after church. Mark did have a friend's thing, but it was supposed to be at a picnic and it got moved to a house. And it's a small house. And Mark said, it'll be fine if you want to have lunch with your parents. I'll see the friends. He said, if I finish in time, I'll come by and say hi to your folks. So anyway, I played all the services, did not get any magnets, went and picked up the Chinese at P.F. Chang's, took it to my parents' house, hung out there with them, had a nice conversation with my mom and my stepdad, and had lunch, and it was good. It was good. You know, we've talked about the cruise a little bit and what we're going to do on the cruise. Told them a little bit about my landscaping and the Scotland trip. And so it was a good little chat. All right. Well, I will end it there. And tomorrow you'll probably hear about how my rehearsals are going for Mozart's Requiem. Cause I rehearsed Monday and Tuesday night. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekyga.com. You can email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.